Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, it's the Instant Match Reaction Show. It was Liverpool 1, it was Burnley 1. And it was a bit disappointing. In fact, we got a comment in the live comments, Chris from Liptick, saying, feels like a loss. And that's the big issue in all this, is that whether it's, again, we always talk about recency bias in football, and the thing that happens most lately in a match is the thing that you often take away with you. That plus, I think, a really overly negative reaction that I've already seen online. I think if I just watched that game and switched off, I'd be a bit annoyed because Liverpool didn't win it. But I probably wouldn't be quite as downhearted about it. But look, getting back to it, we're entirely fine to be disappointed with a game that Liverpool haven't won.
Absolutely. Now, the difference between, I think, what a lot of people talk like after a game like this on Twitter and other social media platforms, and what maybe me and you do, and other people that I know do, mm-hmm. not just me and you, by the way, loads and loads of Reds that I know, is we don't look at it through the microcosm of one single game. Yeah. We look at it in context a lot of the time. And so you see people go, oh, you know, it's not good enough and all that. It's like, yeah, but you can't just take out everything that's gone before when you're looking at a game of football. If I was just looking at that one game, I'm like, oh, fucking hell, that's disappointing. I'd still even tell you we did enough to win the game. And, you know, how many times have I sat here over the years across the room from you and gone, fucking worldy from another goalkeeper. I mean, the lad literally got man of the match, saved the ball 8 times from our 9 shots on target. We did enough to win that game. They had 2 shots on target. That happens occasionally.
It depends on, I always talk about this, like, and how, what your, I don't like the word agenda because it makes it sound more sinister than what it is, but it depends on your perspective, let's say. Because if you're looking to hammer Liverpool, that statement there, we did enough to win the game, well, we didn't score, is how you respond to that. But you're right, all you can do is create chances. You can't guarantee a finish because, again, you're playing against human beings. This isn't basketball or netball.
Where they play against robots.
Well, no, where they basically, you've got an open thing to shoot at. People can get in the way, but people can't, you know, people don't block it. You've got a man whose job it is to cover the frame of the goal and keep it out. And you're right, when a goalkeeper has a performance like that, sometimes you'd have to go, and I'm not saying that it exonerates Liverpool's finishing, because Mo Salah's, the chance he missed at the end was criminal.
Yeah.
But sometimes you've got to kind of, if we needed these 2 points, needed them. And I mean that we might have needed them towards the points record. But a points record is just it's a thing. There's no trophy for a fucking points record. So Liverpool didn't need it with our souls to win these 2 points.
Look, I'm disappointed that I'm not sure we get the points record now. I want us to get that point record. I really wanted it because I wanted everyone to know that this, like I do, that this is the best Liverpool side that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, when you look back at this season, if Liverpool don't get the points record, you will look back and they won't have the points record.
Yeah.
You will not be able to look back in 20 years, and I'll be there on a fucking Zimmer frame with no hair. It will have all gone by this point.
Yeah.
And I'll be there going, they would have got the points record if it wasn't for that damn pandemic.
Yes.
That's the difference. Yeah. I know for a fact we'd have got the points record if the season hadn't been stopped for 3 months. And I'm almost like future-proofing arguments for myself. That's why I need the points record.
It's a worthwhile point because, I mean, and look, you can argue this one way or the other, and it again, it depends on your perspective / agenda, whatever, is that you're right, Liverpool had no more cups to play. We'd been playing a game a week, and we'd have had a game a week to prepare and get everyone fit and ready for all these kind of situations. So you're right, it would have been more likely. And the opposite, I will never remember this. Maybe will, because of the job I do. But I will never look back on this as a season that Liverpool didn't win the points, get the points record. I'll look back on this as the first time Liverpool won a Premier League.
That's it.
And that's what, and that's the thing for all this. And so I can be wound up and annoyed, and I can have problems with various elements of the performance because I'm a fan. And also it's my job to analyse these things as well. Sure, but I wouldn't go overboard. And you're right. People. I think every game it just feels like there's a veering from everything's brilliant to everything's fucked in the space of like a goal. And look, no one's expecting anyone to be happy with that. I'm not happy with that. I want to see Liverpool win every game of football. But I said it on the Red Mention show just then. Until Liverpool learn how to win every game of football, we're going to have to deal with the fact that Liverpool aren't going to win every game, haven't won every game of football.
And there isn't a team that exists that's won every game of football.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way that it is, and you've got to learn how to take your draws and how to take your defeats. And then there's the thing, it's just a fucking draw. Yes, it's at home. Yes, we've been incredible there. We've still actually gone 58 unbeaten at home in the top division of English football, the hardest division, the best league in the world. We've gone 58 games, but nah, this one all at Burnley, and it wasn't good enough, and that seems to be it for some people, and that's fine if you want to think like that. I can't think like that. I don't even choose to think like I think.
Yeah, Liverpool, I'm trying my best to think like that.
Liverpool were scintillating at times, mm-hmm, during that game.
Yeah.
Absolutely scintillating. Some of the best football that you'll see. The finish wasn't there, or Pope makes a great save from Sadio Mane, top bins, or a great save from Salah, right foot volley, top bins. You know, Curtis Jones has one deflected wide. I mean, just Bobby Firmino hits the post flush,
yeah,
when you think for all the world it's going in. We could have won that 5 or 6-1,
yeah,
and I'd have still, you know, I'd still not have been surprised. I'm more surprised that it finished 1-1 than I am that it didn't finish 5-1.
Yeah. No, exactly. You're dead right. We had a super chat in from Scott Hawks, actually. Thank you so much, Scott, for this. It's a disappointing result. Lots of encouraging
Scott.
Play. I know, thank you. Lots of encouraging play from Nico and Curtis. More disappointed by fans wanting to sell half a Premier League winning side coming back after 3 months. This isn't FIFA 20. Yeah, I mean, like, I think we kind of, you're right.
Scott's on the same wavelength as us.
Yeah, Scott gets it. You get it, Scott. Yeah, I think we've kind of covered the back half of that is right. I think those, again, I understand it. People can react emotionally in a situation, and again, people are entitled to their feelings and emotions on that. But I don't mind people being wound up by it. But also, don't be knobs to people who don't feel that way. You know, you haven't got some mad insight into that. That's anxiety and fear talking. All the people go, that's the point record gone. It might contribute towards us not breaking it, but it isn't. Because Liverpool can still get 102 points this season. So, you know, it is one of those things. The thing about it, on the points record thing before, we'll talk about Nico and Curtis, because I think they warrant the most chat, actually. It's almost like breaking the points record is a dead-hard thing to do. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like a ridiculously hard thing to do. Man City, you know, nobody got 100 points until Man City did it. Nobody, but because it's happened recently and Liverpool have been so good, I wonder whether there's just a bit of like complacency about the whole thing. Like because we won the league, there needs to be something else. Otherwise, the shine will be taken off us win the league. Not for me. Like, I mean, I'm fair play if it's for you. That doesn't sound like a very healthy way to live. But like, even if Liverpool can draw another game and still match Man City's record, which would still be an unreal thing. They drop below that. If we got 104 points, we'd have broken the record by 4 points, and that sounds like not a lot. But at that, at the, that's such ludicrous fine margin.
Well, it's not. That's the point. At 100 plus points, it's not fine margins to get four. But it's actually ginormous.
Yeah.
It's just points even more.
Yeah. But I mean, at the knife edge that you're playing on to get to that level is it's paper thin up the tightrope you're walking there to be able to get that level. Because as we see, what's the difference between 104 and 102 is a world-class goalkeeping performance and Mo Salah, a world-class centre-forward, just scuffing a shot inside this inside the box. They're the fine margin. Same way as us not getting 100 points last season. The thing that stopped us getting 100 points last season was an 11 millimetres of a ball crossing the line against Man City.
Yeah. And look, here's the other thing. You know, when you talk about the Invincibles, great thing to do, and I've always said this, I think the Centurions is better because I think points is what matters ultimately. But being invincible is an incredibly difficult thing to do as well. That's why one team's done it, because it's so hard. Come the end of the season, what happens? And that's what makes Centurions for me. Having now lived through it and seen it and what it takes to get to that level, the fact that they still managed to continue to garner points at the level that they did when the league was done is harder. Liverpool's is even harder still because we've won it with a record amount of games to go.
Yeah.
So we've had 7 games that we didn't need to win, yet we did to get the points record. It's a difficult thing.
Yeah.
And listen, this Liverpool side is no better or worse. Liverpool are the best side in the country. That's what matters. Liverpool are the Premier League champions. That's what matters. I'd like it to have been more exciting. Don't get me wrong, but don't tell me it's not been exciting, because winning fucking games of football the way this team did and some of the fashions that this team did has been exciting and brilliant and great.
And also, again, it's fine, because I find it a bit like sad that there's Liverpool fans out there who are losing their heads over it. I sad is the right word. I feel a bit sorry for them that they're not getting joy from this. Like the wider thing, you know, I like that, like it's being tainted for them in some way. I just feel a bit. It actually upsets me more than anything else, because this is a perfect time to be a Liverpool fan. It will never be better than this. It will never. It might be as good for a year or two, or maybe we might get 10 years of being as good. It will never be better than this, because it can't get any better than what we're seeing at the moment in terms of how the Liverpool side and all the players we've got and the results and, you know, and winning the silverware and all that. There's no bigger trophies to win than the ones we've been winning. So it is what it is. But I find it hilarious when opposition fans are trying to have a go. There's not a single club that wouldn't swap places with Liverpool.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want what Liverpool have currently got and what Liverpool have been building and what they've had for a couple of years or 3 years now. And also, when you're seeing like the comparisons and other people go, well, our club did X, Y, and Z. Their club, no, even the great Manchester United side, has never won the league with 7 games to go. And therefore,
got as many points as we've got
exactly,
today.
Exactly. And so any of their reference points are like, it's great they've won the league and they've won loads of league titles. This is the time we won the league, but they've never been good enough to be in this situation. So their frame of reference ended the second Liverpool won the league. Their reference point ended, and everything else is just like I've got a rough idea of what this might feel like, but you can't possibly know because your club was never good enough to do this. And even the Man United side that won the treble, great, fantastic side, arguably better than this because they did the European Cup at the same time, and whatever, it was the FA Cup as well. Yeah, great. But again, for this specific situation, when you're talking about how Liverpool are handling this, there's no frame of reference for it. Let's talk Chris Curtis and let's talk Nico. But Nico, given that he'd have been disappointed against Brighton, you know, he was fine. I thought it was a decent enough performance. Regardless of what the meaning behind it was, no footballer wants to be pulled at half-time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he will have been carrying that and he'll have wanted to prove himself. And I thought, as far as a right-back performance goes today, you know, Trent had better games at right back. He didn't have a better game when he came on the pitch, by the way. But he, I thought that was amazing, really good right back.
We didn't lose anything for Nico Williams playing right back today. And Trent's our most creative player, and we know that. And the fact that he came in and he slotted in, and not only that, but you know, I was surprised to see Curtis Jones on that right hand side of the midfield three for large portions of the game. They did brilliantly, like absolutely superb. And yes, Robertson was probably the better fullback. Obviously, he's also probably top 3 fullbacks in the world. Andy Robertson, Nico Williams is a 19-year-old kid that's come in for a second consecutive Premier League start. He was actually playing in his own position for once, and my word, he made that look like his own position. It was everything he had, even to the point where He cut inside and nearly scored with his left. Yeah. Like he was dribbling like Mo Salah in the box and stuff at times. But he just seems to make good decisions at the right time, right types of ball. His control's good. He's neat and tidy. He can defend as well. He's got everything. Yeah. He's got absolutely everything. Yeah. His ceiling's massive.
Very, very encouraging from a young lad. And the one who really shone for me, and I think maybe Andy Robertson deserves man of the match because he gets the goal, but... If you told me Curtis Jones had won the man of the match for Liverpool, there would be no complaints from me whatsoever. I thought he was genuinely, I don't want to over-egg it, but I thought he was outstanding. I didn't see, you know, there's one or two, when you're being hypercritical, you tend to go, well, there might have been a moment where he just got out of strength there, or maybe lost the ball and misplaced, but everyone does that. Even the best midfielders, you know, do those things. But for a 19-year-old lad starting a game in centre mid, a position that's being filled in for a number of years by established England internationals, whether it's Lallana or Ox or Al Henderson, or, you know, we've seen, you know, Keita and blah, blah, blah in there. To come in there, and we know the midfield is the most complicated position to play in, apart from maybe Firmino's position. I was blown away by how good he was.
Yeah, I said it in my player rating show. I gave him man of the match. I think I gave them both the same rating, Robbo and Curtis Jones. Now, forgive me for being Scouse biased here, but that's why Curtis did it. And I think the manner in which he comes into the game and the fact that he got better and stronger as the game went on. And, you know, I kept saying it, he was forcing world-class top three in the world strikers in Mane and Salah to pass him the ball with his movement, with his decisions, with his positioning, with the weight of pass. And he was dictating play. And not only that, he's, you know, I've repeated something I've said in the player ratings, to say something new, he's done this without the leadership of of the club captain in the side, you know, and he's done this alongside Fabinho, man. And of course, they're great players, and they'll have talked him through that game in part. But Henderson would have done that even more so. Yeah. That's why he's the captain. So he's come in there, he's playing on the right-hand side of midfield, which is a place I've not seen him play before. He's playing with a young kid at right-back who he knows, admittedly. He's got Mo Salah over there, and he just dominated the game of football from 45 minutes until the time he was taken off, and should have probably had three really good opportunities, probably should have taken one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I everything about him, we were saying it during the game, there's times where you're thinking...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just lay it off. Just lay it off. You'll keep it simple. Knock it on. I've seen Gini Wijnaldum in that position. Lay it off to the wing. Just keep the ball moving side to side. No one would ever bat an eyelid because that's Liverpool's style of play. It's not on Curtis Jones to take the game and drive it forward. And what does he do? He pushes the ball into Firmino's feet and bursts into the box and looks to get in beyond. And again, it's the confidence that comes with it. And Nico Williams is exactly the same. They're cut from the same cloth. Mm. These are lads that genuinely back themselves. And we haven't seen that before. I've seen loads of young lads who you think have got it coming. And maybe you watch them on, maybe you're watching clips or highlights, or you've heard good things, or more in a more modern era, you've seen the unders games on LFC TV, and you hype these kids up beyond belief. And then they get that opportunity and they're just okay. Curtis Jones, you mentioned it. He's had what? Cumulatively, what, 30 minutes worth of Premier League football a season? It'll be more, obviously, thanks to the few cup appearances he's made and what have you. But that he did not play like a young boy or a young lad or a lad who didn't have experience in that game. That was a better performance in that position that I saw from Oxlade-Chamberlain in the Aston Villa game. And not again, not to use it to slaughter Ox, but Ox is a senior footballer for Liverpool. And all the shouts that we've seen of like, get the young lads on because they've got a bit more motivation. They might be right, because I don't know that Liverpool aren't maybe just falling a tinge on the side of where is our motivation to just go that extra 5% to maybe get us over the line. In those two young lads, I saw a Liverpool future, if not necessarily 5 years and 10 years, because we can never know, but certainly for the rest of the season.
Absolutely. And look, consistency is key for these lads now. And I think Nico, over the last couple of performances, has shown that he's got consistency. And every time he's come on the pitch, he's shown that he's got consistency. But can he bring that consistency over 70 to 90 minutes a game? You know, is he able to do that? The signs are there that he can. And Curtis Jones is exactly the same. You know, when he's given opportunities, he's grasping those opportunities with both hands. And it doesn't look like he's going to let go. And listen, that might be the thing that starts to actually, you know, level up everybody else. Like, Ox is going to be thinking, maybe he's one of those lads, maybe, who's coming along and going, oh, what have we got to play with? Well, you've got to play for your place now on the side. Yeah. Because Curtis Jones is coming, he's snapping at your heels, he's snapping at everyone's fucking heels, whether you're Burnley players or you play in midfield for Liverpool Football Club. And he comes in and he's showing that he can take us in a different direction. You know, we've seen, what I love about watching Naby Keita is when he plays in front of the goalposts and he attacks direct in there and he's looking for those 1-2s. Curtis is the same as him. Yeah. He's changing up how we're attacking. You know, we missed Curtis come the end of the game because what we ended up doing was getting whipping balls in for Burnley to centre-half to just head it away or Pope to come out and collect the ball. We actually missed the directness of a Curtis Jones. Yeah. Naby wasn't quite able to replicate what Curtis did.
And I think, I mean, obviously we haven't got too much time to go into too many of the depth and details on all this because I do wonder where the fatigue just got the better of us, particularly the front three. You know, you needed Firmino helps us be direct through the middle because you can't dribble past everyone. Eventually, you need to pass the ball to someone else, and he linked things so well, but it just looked a little bit lacking by the end. But the thing about Curtis Jones, and again, look, we say this is getting carried away, but why not? You know, this is the stage of the season. We've got to have one eye on the future now because, look, I keep saying it, objective for the season is met. We've done it. We've achieved, we've climbed the mountain. That's what we've been looking to do for 30 years. So for me, anyway, you know, people talk about the pre-season-ish vibes to all this stuff. I kind of don't disagree in some regards. But what I always do in those pre-season games is look for what's coming next and what's happening. And when Steven Gerrard came along in you know, at the back end of the 90s, like 98, he comes in and makes his debut. 98, 99, moving on. And Liverpool have got players in there who are good international calibre players in the midfield. You've got your Patrick Bergers, you've got your Eoin Leonardsons, you've got your Danny Murphys, a little bit stage ahead of him, what have you. And Gerrard bursts onto the scene. And all of a sudden, you're thinking what you've got is quite good. And then this young lad comes in, and all of a sudden, this promising career of these lads, you look like you stood still all of a sudden, and this kid just goes on a trajectory. And it's far too early to really say that about Curtis, but in those early stages, the confidence, the way he plays, he's tall, he's fast, he's athletic, he's got great touch, he's confident, he can play with both feet, he can play left wing, he can play centre mid, you know, he's got an eye for goal, he's got a great shot on him. He's got the raw materials there, and you might be looking at like Oxlade-Chamberlain as a good example of this, or maybe even Jordan Henderson in a year or in a year's time or whatever. But this kid, he's taken the right first steps anyway, and we might find if he does all things right and he gets a bit of luck along the way and whatever, yeah, that we might be seeing a potential next superstar in the making.
I fully agree with that, and I think you've done a great job of telling us and explaining your point of view and what you think of him in an attacking sense. What I love is that he understands the position as well. And I think, you know, watching him press is something that I've really enjoyed. You know, seeing how he doesn't, like, I've seen Shaqiri play in this side for 20, 30 games and still look over his shoulder to see where he's supposed to be before he makes his move. Curtis instinctively seems to know, because he's been brought up in this system for the last couple of years, and he knows exactly what he's supposed to be doing. Williams, exactly the same. There's no thinking on the football field. They know their job inside out, and they just have to go out there and execute at this point.
And he's, and we always talk about this, the great Manchester United side. They built from within. Yeah, they brought in great players alongside, but what you've got in Curtis and Nico in particular, and obviously Harvey Elliott waiting in a bit, a couple of years younger than them, it's very, if you're playing in this Liverpool side, you're bloody brilliant. There's far more, you know, people, because people are waxing lyrical about the likes of Greenwood, who looks class, does, by the way.
I would foul,
absolutely class. I would love him, great, but it's far easier to get in the Man United side right now than it is to get in the Liverpool side. And there's a far more credit deserving for the lads who are breaking into a team that have just won the European Cup, been to the back-to-back European Cup finals, than breaking into a Europa League side. Liverpool were a Europa League side, and like Adam Morgan would break into the team, or Jordan Rossiter would break into the team, or whatever. And I'm not,
Greenwood's better than that, I think, but yeah, no, the point is right.
It's easier, and the point as well, what Liverpool have got right now is Curtis Jones has learned. He was there in Madrid, but he's not on the bench. He's in a trackie. He's just been taken for the experience. He was there. He got Ben Woodburn. And they go to Rome in the Champions League semi-final the year before, and they're there and they're soaking it all up. It's like Man United had this. They got this team of established winners. They had world-class players who were in the peak of their careers, and then they won everything, and then they showed, and they brought the level up of the mediocre players, but also the young players got to emulate that as well. And that's the one thing, is that the ceiling for Curtis Jones' potential to be higher, because there's no pressure on him. And this is what we had with Raheem Sterling. We nearly fucked Raheem Sterling, because we went from being the fourth best player in our team to being the first best player in our team almost overnight. Went from being a useful player in a tenner on the wing to being our centre forward, and he wasn't.
The difference now, I think, as you were coming on to, is that won't happen with Curtis. Curtis may become our best player. May become. I don't know. Yeah. May become. Has the ability to. But we don't need him to. Not right now, because we've got the players there, and he can learn from, and he can improve each and every week. And, you know, in a year's time, we might be talking about him like, fucking hell, he's a mainstay. Sounds brilliant. Great. Absolutely. He'll have fought for it, and he'll have deserved it if he does.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And again, that's the thing about us. And you know, when I see people that are trying to compare, and people are thinking Man United are coming up on the rails, and they might well be. But I don't think people understand the gulf, and they should do, because the points difference in the league's probably a pretty good way of saying it. It's interesting how Man United fans have grown up for years telling us about that themselves, and then now all those arguments have gone out the window now that they're on the shoes on the other foot. But I think Liverpool, the future is very, very bright, and I wouldn't be too disappointed. I think you can tell in Klopp's reaction, his post-match, it's a bit of a rueful, you know, he's annoyed, but he's not apoplectic, because for him, you can't make people score goals. Good people can miss chances, and Klopp is aware more than anyone. That's why he always respects the opposition. It's not Liverpool against no one. It's Liverpool against 11 other players, and Burnley deserve credit. We'd be pricks. We would be arrogant. No, and people talk about the unbearables thing, and it's a bit of a joke. We're not really unbearable, because I think the vast majority of Liverpool fans respect the game, and they respect the things, and they respect the opponents to a degree. That Burnley deserve credit, because Burnley had a good approach. They caused us problems, and yes, they got away with a few bits and pieces that we can be upset about, fouls on the goalkeeper, etc. But that's just their way of playing, and it paid dividends for them today. Can't be asked about it. You've just got to be better. And Liverpool, we beat them 3-0 earlier in the season away from home. That was a much more, that should have been a much more difficult thing. That showed me everything I needed to know. This was a different circumstance.
There's things that Klopp will be looking at there, and he'll want clear improvements on. And I'll tell you what he won't be saying, for the most part, that there was anything wrong with the attacking game plan first half. I think we lost a little bit of our way second half. I think one of the things that he'll be looking at, and certainly he'll be looking back at that goal and going, the line wasn't right. You know, it's a free kick, 10, 15 yards outside their penalty area. We shouldn't be conceding a chance from that, to be honest. He hoofed the ball up. The line's slightly diagonal, and I think it might be Virgil that ends up playing everybody on. There's improvements to be made there. And if we do what we normally do and what we've done so far this season, they don't score that goal. Take nothing away. The headers won well.
Yeah.
It's a good header down into a difficult position, and Jay Rodriguez's finish is absolutely brilliant. But Burnley played really well all game there. Yeah. They never got out of it. They never lost heart for all the chances that they conceded. Their goalkeepers had an outstanding game, and again, you know, that's what Burnley do. They don't give up either. They're not a side to. It's why they've managed to stay in the division with the resources that they've had for so long.
Yeah. We've scored the second most goals in the league, and we've conceded the fewest. So when Liverpool draw a game of football, yeah, unfortunately, as much as we'd like there to be more to it than this, and we'd like there to be a deeper rooted problem, maybe it's in the transfer policy, maybe it's the owners, maybe it's an unrest.
Probably not signing over 2 years.
It might just be that shit happens. You know what I mean? It might just be that you don't win every game of football, and sometimes you've got to tip your hat to the opponent who held on, kept themselves in the game, and got themselves a goal, and actually could have snatched it. It is what it is. It was one of those. On another day, you know, some of those draws that we've achieved down the way, it's been a lot. When we drop points, it tends to be 1-1 draws. I would look at it from the perspective of, if I was Jurgen Klopp, he will always be looking for things to improve. And I would, that game goes on the board along with Manchester United away, Everton away. There's going to be three or four, Villa away. Let's say five Premier League fixtures this season that will go up on a board, and they will go. Some of them we won, by the way. Some of them we took all 3 points. Villa away, but how do we improve next season?
By the way, we played better there than we did against Villa away
and at home. Yeah, we again, but we didn't win. So, you know, and again, if you're looking to be wound up about it, you can go, well, that's evidence to prove my point. Whereas it's not really, it's evidence to say that, again, sometimes you can be the best team and not win a game of football. Fucking hell. If that wasn't true, we wouldn't have won the European Cup in 2005.
And we would have won it in 2007.
Yeah, so there you go. So yeah, honestly, plenty of reasons to be upbeat. Liverpool are the champions. And I keep stressing this, we haven't even lifted it yet. We're going to get to see that in a week or 2 weeks' time. We will be there. Well, not there.
So 11 we'll days?
Yeah, it's getting. This is a thick and fast. If you want more from us and anything we've not discussed and you want to discuss, let us know in the comments. Give us your reaction to that game. What's wound you up? And we'll talk about some of those issues that we haven't discussed. What you thought was really good in the comments. The final word show, we're recording that on Monday morning. If you are a member here on YouTube, in Tier 2 and Tier 3, which is Club Captain and Club Legend level, then you can access that show that will be uploaded for you. It's also there on the redmentv.com. So if you want them in podcast form and all of our extra additional shows, the full Beans package is on the redmentv.com. But if you just want the Final Word shows, they're an added bonus for people who are Red Men members at Tier 2 and Tier 3, as well as the customer modes as well. So yeah, check that out. Really, really good. We've got a wonderful growing community. In fact, we've got 199 members at the moment. Who's going to be our 200th member? Will it be you? You've got an opportunity. We're going to let you know how to do that. We'll be following. But yes, we'll be back on Monday for that, Chris. Thank you very much. It's been a surprising pleasure, despite the misery that's happened in and around social media. I enjoyed a game of football.
Some people just need more sex.
And Liverpool, and Liverpool are still champions, unlucky to the rest of the world.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.